Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Tonight, Time Traveling Bong, a three-night event, premieres on Comedy Central. Broad City's Alana Glazer and Paul W. Downs star as cousins who discover a special bong that sends them time traveling with every tote. Time Traveling Bong, three-night event, starts tonight at 10:30, 9:30 Central on Comedy Central and on the Comedy Central app.
Several guests that are all going to come out here on stage, and we're going to spend approximately 90 minutes just getting as high as we can for you. We're not doing this for us. This is for you guys. And I don't know about you if you're going to agree with me, but these are five of my favorite guests are here tonight. They made the trip out to Glendale. Is everybody mic'd up and ready to go? Let's do it. Please welcome Todd Glass, Open Mike Eagle, Rory Scovel, Jeff Tate, and Josh Wolf.
Right here, where I go.
Look at this crowd.
You sit there.
Is there assigned seats?
No.
Wow. How does this work?
There you go.
Okay. I like that.
This is like one of those Thunder from Down Under shows or something. just watch dudes getting high on a stage. Let's meet them all individually. Let's start from the opposite end. Hello. Down there. The man who goes on high walks.
Two.
On the internet, it's Josh Wolf, everybody.
What's happening?
I see on the Twitter, you'd be like, I'm going to go on a high walk.
Yeah.
And then you just go walk around high and tweet about it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I do. I take my dog on walks and then just basically tweet whatever comes into my brain. And it's, I got lost last week in my own neighborhood. And I was by myself, and I still, because I had to GPS real quickly to get home, but I still hit it. But I was by myself. That's how embarrassed I was. I was kind of trying to hide it from me, even though I was fucking doing it. It was not great. So I left breadcrumbs from now on, and I get back home, and I'm good.
Well, I'm glad you set a car for you to be here tonight.
Well, I was at a 420. I did a 420 show today, so I'm so fucking high right now that I don't really. We'll see what happens.
420 is an all day event, and then you know what? Why 421? Keep going, man. There's no reason to put limits on yourself.
But here's what I love about 420. Like, if I had been drinking this long, it was St. Patrick's Day, I'd be like, let's go fist somebody's asshole, right?
Like that.
But I've just been smoking all day, so it's like, hey, okay. You know, it's all good.
All right.
I don't fist people's asshole on St. Patrick's Day. Just
like, he's like, that's what I normally do.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah, okay.
It's non-gender.
Also joining us this evening, third appearance on the program, I believe.
I think so.
Eagle, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hi,
guys.
we talked you into doing this show right there on the spot when you were on the show in the space pit.
Yeah.
And you came through. You really showed up tonight.
I didn't remember any of that at all. But yeah. But this is fine. This is good.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I gotta blame Todd Glass. Stop whatever it was you just did, Todd. Don't do that again. And Open Mike Eagle is going to, when prompted at some point this evening, if you know a good time for it, please, by all means, speak up. But at some point, he's going to rap for us tonight.
I am.
First ever musical guest doing music on the show, I think. Might be the first time. So thank you for that. Oh, well, Dan Harmon, of course, was a great musical guest. Jeff Tate is here, everybody. You've got your bouncer and a librarian costume on. I fucked that up, but
yep.
Thanks for being here, Jeff.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Have you gotten high today already?
A little bit, yeah. I didn't mean to. Whatever, I did. Who cares? I'm a little stoned. I might rap too.
The other two guys in the black hoodies rap, I have to rap too.
That is how rap rules work. That's how they start.
Rory's going to put his North Face jacket on and sing a James Taylor song.
I feel like we look like a new metal band that grew up a little bit.
Now we're doing our acoustic tour.
Listen, you guys, guitars got lost on the flight into town, so we can't really do our full show for you tonight. We'll just take questions. Todd Glass is here, everybody.
I mean, I went to my doctor. I told him my teeth were yellow. He said, wear a brown necktie. I mean, it's crazy what's going on out there.
Rodney.
That's not Rodney.
That's
shut up.
Rodney.
I had a guy coming in here. This is a true story. He said, do I want a frozen banana? On the way in here, I said, no, but I want a regular one later, so yeah.
Edward. It's Edward. It's Mitch.
No, I'm other people's jokes.
Oh, my wife. This is a true story.
My wife.
My wife, she hit a deer. It was at the zoo. She said it wasn't her fault because she beeped. These are just stories from my life. This is all I'm trying. I get no respect at all.
It's
Rodney Dangerfield again.
No. First of all, I've never heard of Roger Dangerfield. Roger Dangerfield. I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to, too. I just think of things.
I got an idea. I was in a bad neighborhood and I saw a bird. I was like, why would a bird live in a bad neighborhood? These things just come to me.
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
Todd's doing jokes. What was that?
Why don't you ask the audience, Lori?
You're bad. It's the worst thing to say to somebody, you're bad. Shut the fuck up, you're bad.
Hey, Michael Jackson now.
But I feel great.
Did I ask you 10 minutes ago how you're feeling?
I said something. I wanted
something.
To...
You had to do some bits. I appreciate it, Todd. You're a consummate performer.
Sure.
And Todd's finally, good. Rounding out the panel. Sorry to interrupt you with your own introduction, Rory.
Yeah.
It's Rory Scovel, everybody!
Thank you. Thank you. I have nothing to add.
Excited about getting high on stage tonight?
I'm a little afraid. I haven't smoked in a while. I'm always afraid when I get high.
Ooh, you took a tolerance break?
I took a tolerance break. And now anytime I smoke, there's always, one or two paths. And tonight could be dark.
Oh, that
That's interesting.
I hope it's dark tonight.
People are usually pretty good mood when they get high in
not
the show.
Me. But not me.
You
I
might
go
take
down.
It dark.
Downer.
All right.
I get low. I get super low. I talk about death. Let's see. We'll see where the show takes us.
Did you, Jeff and Rory, did you go like on a lens crafters date
yeah,
today?
Yeah, but there was a 2-for-1. There was a two for one. Jeff didn't even need glasses. That's how supportive he is of a friend.
I also really like it when things are on sale. So when I saw that it was half price, I was like, oh, fuck, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Don't forget to subscribe and like the show, you guys. We're reaching some goals. Our like goal is to reach 420,000, and we're only 5,000 away. And our subscriptions just broke 390K. So, yeah, we're getting into the area of that fun number. And what is that noise? It's like... It's like there's like a creature in the
up in the rafters.
Oh, one of those things.
Is this place haunted?
Lasso.
No, that makes the noise. The noisemaker. Huh? I think she said rolling. She said rolling cake, but I don't think that's it. But it could be. I don't fucking know. Maybe it is a rolling cake.
Slingshot?
It's not a lasso. It's
you
a
don't
noise.
Do this with a vuvuzela.
Like when you see Arsenio
Tweaker?
Hall. When you're at the Arsenio Hall show.
Hello.
That's a weird thing for someone to scream at you. Tweaker!
Where's the pot?
Getting dug with Tweak. All right, you guys, let's get some weed out here. We got some volcano bombs. Happy to
you.
Somewhere. Thank you, Emma.
I got to go big, strong, right up front. Are you scared?
Scared,
you know? A little surprise there, too. That means you can go back to
at 8:20 Pacific time, it's going to be 4:20 in Samoa. Tonga. The middle of the Pacific Ocean.
The middle of the Pacific Ocean?
Yep.
Great.
Set your fish clocks.
It's like nothing. Oh, you don't get smoke from this a lot, right?
What's that?
You don't get a lot of smoke from this?
No, it's a vapor, you know, so you could take a pretty big hit.
Whoa, though, but Josh got a lot.
Keeping the atmosphere nice and the fire marshals happy.
How about these fire marshals? Aren't they great folks?
Fire?
No, they really are. 9/11.
What?
Why is that funny?
Just thinking the fire marshals.
Wait, you didn't mean for it to be funny?
Well, I knew it was just, it seemed like a pandering with all the elections. It was just like a fire marshal, 9/11, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Is that your platform, Todd?
Yes. Donald Trump will do that. He'll be like, how about those Secret Service guys? Aren't they doing a great job? Stand up, guys. They're like, we don't fucking stand up, you know. We're Secret Service, you dumb fuck.
I like the idea.
It's not like the local... know which ones are us.
Right, exactly. Stand up. They're like, oh, hey, oh, fuck.
The Secret Service generally doesn't sit down. Like they're saying
that's a really good point.
That's how much they hate Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The Secret Service that you know about stands up, but the Secret Service, you don't even know who they are. Aliens and stuff. Guys, the weed's already getting to me. Looking dark! Looking dark for me! You guys good?
And there's just...
Yeah, no.
Top I class, started. The worst guest on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Do it. Look at Whose Line With That. Whose Line With That. I'm trying to make it into something.
And it's, I don't know. You're
doing that.
that show.
Oh, look at my earrings. Oh, Marge Simpson. The guy with a big dick. It's all, hey, remember those prop acts? They would just do anything. It would be like, oh, this, that. And then they'd do one because the crowd was just laughing. They'd be like, Hitler. Be like, ah, Hitler. Oh, did he have a mole? I don't know.
Hey, it's like a big condom.
Todd, we have to hit this.
Yeah,
with
the one that went under your underarm. Can you?
Why are you putting it against your ball bag and armpit?
For your, remember what we talked about on the phone.
But why did you put this in your armpit and then
honestly,
hand it to me to hit?
I did it.
Hang on.
I did it. In acting school, you learn when you're doing that with a prop, you put your thumb over it so you don't dirty it. Of course I did that.
So now I got a... It's your thumb that I'm putting my mouth on?
Here you go.
Look, it's like, it's like one of those hospital...
Here, we'll take that.
It's a hospital.
No, no, give me
IV.
That one. You get the clean one.
No, I need more saline. Right? I'm not the only one that understands the concept of improv.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's condom. That's a legit one.
He's condom.
But I could have probably come up with a more current basketball player.
No.
Honey, you have to put your condoms away after you have sex with your girlfriend. Your father... and put them in the dresser. Oh, Jesus. If your dad was still alive.
Thank you.
Oh. It's the shittiest, slowest whose line. It's so.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone needs like 5 minutes to be like, all right.
By the way, I'm doing them bad on purpose, or is that my trick? Oh, my head. That would be my improv. I'd do it, they wouldn't get it, and I go, an ice pack, you dumb fucks. I have a new improv troupe. I don't mean to plug it in the middle of the show. It's usually yes and. I have a new one. Me and Rory, we do an improv troupe. It's called Yes And. Give us a little time. We'll call some of our writer friends. They'll do something funny with it. What are we hurrying for with our comedy? So that's the way we...
I still...
I had such good intentions.
Yeah. You know what, Todd? I had high hopes for that.
I
really did.
But there is some
I had high hopes for it. It started out so strong.
How about this? We have a new improv troupe. It's called Yes, and Give Me a Little Time to Think of Something, maybe.
What about if you just called your group Good Intentions?
I like it.
I used to breastfeed, and my child would get high every time I... In his, your father was still alive.
Everything just needs to end if your father was still alive.
I was getting mad at you.
Do you want to try this thing, Rory?
I told him I could.
What is this?
Dangerous.
Wow, that thing is crazy. That thing is really strong.
Yeah.
And it's good. It works too.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you prove it?
Are you a cop?
Yeah, no. The day one. Yeah. Day one undercover cop. Yes. Yeah. I mean,
no.
Fuck!
You want this?
Fucking Christ. Yes, I'm a... No!
God damn it. My wife told me.
My wife.
How do you even do this?
My wife.
You just press the button on there and then take a rip out of it.
I think I had enough, actually.
You can do it.
Oh, I'll take a little bit to show you.
Yeah, that's why I passed it to you. I'm fucking...
It makes this noise. Listen, yeah, do you hear that? That's not fucking around. Jesus Christ! Smoke it, hurry!
No one ever cares so much about wasted pot smoke.
Smoke it, Jeff Hardy! We're losing it! We're losing some of the pot! Jeff, be very careful. You can always
take
more.
There's people watching this that are mad right now that he lost all that pot.
I mean, what is...
It's very strong. I don't mean the pot is strong, the amount of smoke you get.
Yeah, you get big bombs.
Once
out of
in a lifetime.
What the fuck is this? Keep going, keep going.
What do I do?
Hashtag heavy pipe. Press the button. Take a rip.
Who makes that?
Is this the button? I don't know, but Gabe is the one who got it for us.
That's his hands on.
Oh wow! Okay.
This thing is like a smartphone and shit. It's got a
it's like an Apple Watch. Yeah, it's got a readout on it. I don't know what it is you need to check up on while you're doing it, but I guess it tells you if you're pregnant or not. What's that? Oh, that's a nice hit.
Looks like it should come with some knee socks.
A dog to walk.
Doctor, I have a problem. Because he had a plastic bag growing out of his arm. I don't know.
You don't know what the problem was. That's why he's going to a doctor.
That's why he's going to the doctor.
Can't self-diagnose.
No one can get health insurance. It's very political.
So tonight we're smoking a sativa called Platinum Jack.
Wow.
And I think also flipping some indica on us, which will be really fun. Better than yours is what this indica is called.
This is
and they
good.
Are donated by the Nature Wellness Center, and it's a delivery service covering Pomona, Ontario, and Montclair.
Wow.
You've played all of those towns, haven't you, Todd?
We repeat them.
You get 10% off if you mention this show. And you can call them at 909-935-5637 just to call them up and say, hey, how's it going? But Todd, this is a fun game. Name any one of the three places that I named just now and asked you if you toured them. Just come up with one of them.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you to repeat them, in all fairness. I genuinely was.
I heard you start to ask me to repeat them, but I'm saying just come up with one of them.
Was it like Whittier?
What was the question again?
Whittier, no.
Why Whittier? Where did that come from?
I thought I heard...
What was the question?
What were the three places that I mentioned that...
And then you said, Todd's been to all those places.
Covers.
I think I remember one of them.
You do? Can he go first?
Can you remember one?
Let him go first. I
think
he
said Whittier.
That's what I was asking if they said it.
It's not down here yet. That's it. I haven't.
Was it something like up near Pomona?
Pomona!
I love those Pomonians.
All right. I go ahead, Doug. I think I'll do this very well. Ask me a question.
Wait. You just want any questions?
Huh? I'm ready.
Anything?
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for that, really. But...
Shit.
I'm ready.
All right, then. Let's do a little bit of your high history.
Oh, shit.
And tell us if you've already talked about this on the show before. What do you... what's the riskiest place you've ever smoked weed? Have we talked about that?
Riskiest place.
Riskiest, yeah. Most chancy.
All right.
Jeff thinks he has an answer.
I bet he has.
Jeff, you're answering for Josh.
You answering for?
No, not Josh, or yourself. Here's what I'm saying.
I have a good one, and I remember it.
Yeah,
so I
remember it, but by how quickly his hand went up, I think his is probably better than mine. So I would take his because it'll be more entertaining.
All right, Jeff. Pitch hitting for Josh Wolf. With an amazing, risky place story.
The guy who said, ask me a question, I'm ready, bailed the moment he could. The riskiest place I ever...
All right, Jeff, if you get it right, you're going to win an air sausage. So good luck.
Rory really sells his good because they get big laughs.
I just keep doing the same voice. They liked it the first time.
Oh. Can I have it? I'll show you. Maybe he's right.
Todd. Todd, I'm way too high right now, and I actually know what to say out of my mouth. And once I'm done with this, I'm out of things. The riskiest place I ever smoked pot was in my Sunday school classroom while my dad was preaching.
That's a good one.
It was fun.
Did I see that?
It's so much better that he told his story.
What?
It's so much better that he told his story. Mine was not that good.
What was yours?
Really, the riskiest place is probably underneath my parents' window or next to my parents' window. But
what?
Yeah.
Why was
I
that
smoke
where you
in
were?
My, guys, why I smoke playing? I smoke in my home like a fucking grown-up. What am I going to sit on a cop car? What the fuck? Am I a fucking asshole? I get high at my fucking house like a fucking grown person does. You fucking
right, well,
animals.
Note,
what the
fuck? We have to go to our first break. Todd, you can save it till after the break. It's a fun game to see if you can remember that long.
Can I just say it now? The scariest place.
But real quick.
I smoke pot.
The Hindenburg. Oh, the humanity.
Tonight, Time Traveling Bong, a three-night event, premieres at 10:30, 9:30 Central on Comedy Central. Broad City's Atlanta Glazer and Paul W. Downs stars two cousins who stumble upon a time-traveling bong that hurls them through history. When the bong breaks, they're forced to bounce around the space-time continuum, hoping each hit they take will get them closer to home. Time Traveling Bong, three-night event, starts tonight at 10:30, 9:30 Central. Or for those of you who got too effed up to listen to this podcast or watch the broadcast on 420, you can watch Time Traveling Bong anytime on the Comedy Central app. Hey, everybody, so that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already and click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio only version of the show. And also, our web store is now through villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, T-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. And enjoy your day.
Hey, we're back.
The mic? Uh-huh. I'll do something with it. Yeah. Wow, these are LSD. I don't even give a shit. I'm not scared.
All right.
Okay, Todd Glass, getting us off to a nice start in the second segment with his...
Did you really think that
delicious.
Was nice?
What?
I didn't think it went well. You really thought it was nice?
I was trying to make it better. yeah, and you're enjoying some of that licorice that you love so much. An audience member brought you some licorice.
What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, nice. Brought me licorice. We're all enjoying it. Thank you.
This is wonderful.
Wow.
Was it Kevin or Evan?
Evan.
Okay. That's what I thought. Evan.
No, I said Evan, and everybody heard me. That's what I'm talking about.
So, Todd, what was it that you were going to have to remember during the break?
I realized it wasn't funny.
You remember?
I just said I was going to go. I blew it. And I smoked it in front of my fucking parents, right in their faces. It was funny like 10 minutes ago, and I was thinking about saying.
But then your what did your mom yell at you?
I used to blow my mom. Oh, that's what he told me to say. He goes, say, I used to smoke it in my mom's pussy. That's what he said.
Why would I?
You said that.
Why would I say that?
You said it because it was absurd and. You said it.
I would never say that. I would never say that. That's disgusting. This is on. People watch this in wherever they are. But this is being seen by wherever other people are at.
I have to say, I'm very excited about this number. We've got the record number of live viewers of this show happening right now.
I can't.
I can't take any credit.
It's like nearly 5,000 people, Todd.
Wow.
Yeah, just all glued to their devices waiting for you to just melt down completely.
Wow.
Like, you're not sweating yet. That's good.
I know. I feel great. This is the perfect temperature. Everything's great.
It's real nice in here, isn't it?
It's a good temp.
It's
is
a good group.
Yeah. Everybody's comfortable. At the top of the show, we had a technical problem where the people watching just could see me but not hear any of that stuff I said at the beginning. Yeah. So I feel like... But we got 8 people signed up for the thing when they couldn't even hear me talking about it. So that's exciting. So it's the 420 Club. For 420 a month, you get a lot of various perks that you can read about if you... If you just
do
look
it
up.
Like a radio host.
Do what, like a radio host?
Like that radio host voice. Like they're announcing, like, caller number 9.
The show will remain free on YouTube, but for anyone who wants a bit more and wants to help support the show, sign up at www.patreon.com/gettingdug, but don't slash Doug.
Yeah, and also we're going to give out a bunch of zigzags tonight at the end of the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Only at a pot show was that the pertinent information you had to go back to get out. And don't forget the zigzag giveaway. Everyone gets a candy bar.
I just wanted to make all the people watching it at home go, oh, I should have gone down there. I could have got some free zigzags. What do those run these days? Couple bucks?
Shit, Jessica! Jessica, I said we should have gone to the fucking show. Yeah, they're giving away zigzags! You're a whore! You're a fucking whore! We could have had zigzags, babe! Could have had fucking zigzags!
Classic wife beater. Classic with the babe at the end. Like, he's kind of trying to be nice again, but he's still yelling at her. It's, babe!
Yeah, he's trying to apologize quickly.
Oh, fucking babe, whore, you know, sweetie.
You ever see those couples, like, you, especially when they're older Italians and they don't really show each other that much love? So if the woman gets any even attention from the husband, it's like she melts. He's like, she sure can eat a lot. And she's like, it's true. He's like, I'll take it, you know. I made that up. I made that up. That's funny.
What if when I did the Jessica zigzag thing, that actually happened for real right before I did that? Where the guy was like, babe, we could have gone to see... I just said that!
How does he know our lives? It probably did. Probably did happen.
That could happen. That's not that
good.
That could happen.
Seriously.
That could have happened. When people get serious about it, I think, that could have happened.
Quackity,
quack,
quack.
It could have landed on the moon. State of Pot. It's time to do the State of Pot. I'm not going to bore everybody with all the juicy details, but Oregon has done it again. Yeah.
Wave the people.
It's their 10th time. And we're trying a new thing on the show. The music stings are after the segment's completely over. Then we jump in with the sting. Let's do some pot topics, you guys. A new study. People are studying, Rory.
What?
Marijuana. They're studying it.
Marijuana.
And it shows...
Oh, shit.
...that in Colorado, since legalization, more adults are smoking pot, but kids are not. So the argument that, like, kids are going to get hooked on it because they live in Colorado doesn't hold any water anymore. High school cannabis is down to 20% from 23% in 2005, back in the stone ages of non-legalization. Yeah. And there's no change in marijuana use for children younger than high school. I don't know why that makes me laugh, but like I just can't picture a 10-year-old smoking a joint. I picture an infant doing it first.
This is one thing that looks ridiculous with these volcanoes. You can't like really peer pressure people to smoke. Like, come on, smoke it. Come on, just smoke a little bit. Smoke a little bit of it.
All right,
smoke a little bit. More, more.
No, I'm good.
Smoke
I'm
it, come on. Hey, I'm we're getting high tonight. We're getting
not,
high, right? Smoke
funny.
A little
I don't
bit.
Want it. I don't want
smoke
it. Not,
it.
I feel funny. I feel funny.
All right, Jesse, you're up.
Where are you from, Todd?
Philadelphia, the suburbs.
Because Pennsylvania is now the 24th state in the country to legalize medical marijuana. It's official.
All right, here we go. Have fun.
What
here
are those?
We go.
What are those things? Bullets?
Where I
hand grenades.
Where I come from in Paoli, we're very advanced. Matter of fact, just this year, they got our first woman doctor. So that's pretty cool. It'll be like a backwards-ass town if that's what their progression was. Ah, it was funny.
And then there's a list here of all the qualifying medical conditions that you have to have in Pennsylvania. To get the weed there. But that's the great thing about this country now. You just move to a state that's got the right list. And you're in business. Autism? Okay. I'll go to Pennsylvania and get my autism taken care of. Pretty smart decision for an autistic person.
Seems like the only requirement should be a license that says I live in Pennsylvania. That way they're like, oh, okay. So obviously you need pot.
Do that voice again. It'll help that joke.
There's a... like, remember it? It seems like all you should need is a license that says Pennsylvania. Now, what's your illness? I live here.
I did fix it. I made it a lot better.
Yeah.
Good job, Todd.
Shit. I figured him out. Oh, I fucking blew the lid off of it.
Nice work, comedy coach.
Comedy detective with Todd Glass.
I've heard that punchline before.
Massachusetts, you guys. Who's from Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ready, Josh?
I don't think so.
This November, recreational marijuana is going to be on the ballot, and a new poll shows that 57% of Massachusetts respondents support legalizing it. And 7 were undecided, and 35% were dicks. I like the undecided. Hey, can you ask me again when I'm not high?
I don't know.
Oh, this is
fun. Like, is that poll taken, like, someone just walks up to somebody and says, do you think pot should be legalized? And that person's response, I don't know. Or is someone taking the time to go in?
I'd like to answer some questions.
But who would fill out?
Undecided.
Yeah. Who would take the time to write down, I don't know? Like, why even participate if you don't?
I think that's a classic Leno bit you're doing right now. Because they used to have the pie chart in USA Today, you know.
Yeah,
I just signed a piece of pie. What's going on with that? Oh, shit.
They had USA Today when Jay Leno did stand-up?
What?
They had USA Today when Jay Leno did stand-up?
Yeah, it's been around for a minute.
I thought USA Today was just a hotel newspaper.
What? Like the goings-on of that hotel?
No, like how Amtrak has their own magazine and shit. I just thought it was like hotels had this thing. It's kind of the news.
You see how he talks when he takes his glasses off? He says that kind of shit.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you didn't think USA Today newspapers were outside of hotels?
He thought it was just...
Tell me where you've ever seen one outside of hotels.
the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, the airports are usually connected to hotels.
Not usually. Like six of them are.
How do you put together? They had their own machines on street corners, Jeff. Said USA Today. The blue and white USA Today machines on the streets. You never saw any of that?
Have
you ever seen a mailbox?
Yeah. I've seen a mailbox.
That was a good movie.
But what's that?
The mailbox.
The mailbox.
Who's in that, Todd?
The mailbox?
Yeah.
Was Alec Baldwin and who's the guy from
the Cheers?
No, it was the guy mailbox. From Family Guy.
Seth MacFarlane and Alec Baldwin in the mailbox?
Yeah. No, it's on Netflix. You're gonna go home and feel stupid. It's a real movie. Now, what it wasn't, it was actually Peter from the cartoon. He was in it with me. That's what the whole joke is.
Did you ever think that one of the headlines in the USA Today would be, like, so specific to a hotel? It'd be like, stay away from 301 this weekend. it was that specific.
It had like a forecast breakdown for second floor, third floor, fifth. Yeah. Like the higher up was always just a little warmer.
What was the sports section like?
It's all about pool stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a lot of the swimming.
Room 305, caught for stealing Red
Bull. I know it wasn't a newspaper for the hotel. It was a newspaper made for hotels.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but Rory's making it sound like I'm an idiot.
No.
This weekend, Marco Polo really heated up the pool.
Yeah, those two sisters aren't talking to each other anymore. They're so mad. Lindsay and Blindsay.
The vending machine is still out of Sprite, but we're working on it.
Here's a list of exact change only.
People are opening their hotel room door like, shit.
Why could it? If I could have got this newspaper at home, I'd know about all the problems at the hotel.
That would be funny and ridiculous. What I'm saying is I thought USA Today was a newspaper that was only in hotels.
That is also funny and ridiculous.
But it's not as ridiculous as Rory's thing because I've seen USA Today in hotels.
Right.
If that's at least happened, that's where I get them.
No.
What's wrong with Todd? Like, is that real bananas that I didn't know that?
I honestly don't even remember how I initially felt about it when you said it. That's how high I am. I'm already now. I'm like, you know, Jeff's right. They are in hotels.
And there's some, maybe even if you're wrong, there's some weird things I thought for a long time. Like, I used to think that Florida bordered California, and I was 30.
I thought caramel came out of trees like syrup.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, that you would hit a caramel tree and then collect it in a bucket. And it turns out it's a lot easier.
You guys, Jeff and Todd are doing their Of Mice and Men, and they were both cast. They were both cast as Lenny. We got a double Lenny of Mice and Men going on tonight, folks.
Because I have another one. When I was in Hawaii, they said there was sugar
the
cane.
Double Lenny.
A double what? A double what?
What a great move. You guys pulled the double Lenny.
Shit, we double booked the Lenny. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I saw a double Lenny tonight. Mm. Crazy.
What was the other guy's name in that?
George.
George, yeah. Yeah, so there's no George, but two Lennies?
No George, two Lennies.
I used to think that rainbows were slides that took you to God's house. What do I know?
Everyone, I don't know nothing.
Of Mice and Men is a play, I think.
I fed my...
Strangely enough, that's something they would say in the double Lenny. Yeah. I think we're doing a play.
Right? Am I actually this dumb, or am I fucking really smart?
Play,
can I do one?
Book, maybe cartoon, I did that on... It's been everything.
Can I do one making fun of you, or is that all right?
Yeah.
Here's one. I used to give my nephew, when he watched him, when he was like, one dog food to eat. And then he got sick and he almost died. I found out you're not supposed to. Well, what do I know?
Wait. Todd, that's.
Like, I asked permission to do that. Yeah.
He said, Todd leans over and goes, can I do one that makes fun of you? And I said, sure. And then he did that. How does that make fun of me? I didn't kill someone's dog.
No, but I thought that's what the jokes were, like, that it was all leading back to you saying,
are you saying that every time anybody pretends they're dumb, they're making fun of me?
I'm not
broken
gonna...
fourth wall, double Lenny, Mice and Men. Holy shit.
I'm happy everyone's having fun.
When the two Lenny play became sentient, when they, yeah. We have achieved awareness.
You know, I feel like open mic's not going to, we're not going to hear from him at all unless I ask him to do some rapping for us.
I was going to talk.
What do you think? Are you starting to feel it? Is it close to time?
We're getting there.
You think you could do it?
Yeah, sure.
I want to play a game at one point that we've prepared for you guys today. And then I'd like you to rap. So which order would you like to
do
those?
Let's do the game first.
Let's do the game. All right.
And I'll talk in the
dog. I hate to do this.
You're good on time. Todd needs to go at 9:30.
9:20.
No. Oh, 9:20.
Don't. You'll get me in trouble. Just applause. It helped. Never mind. There's somebody has to be. It's just pure numbers sometimes are depressing. Means even in the best, most loving atmosphere, which this room is, I think of the three people, maybe it's only three gone. I'll be glad when he leaves.
Aww. Hey, clap if you'll be glad when Todd.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
It's not that.
No.
I think you estimated.
But then some people are joke clapping.
I know.
But some
know.
People mean it.
I know, and I'm so good at guessing. It wasn't as many as applauded. They were mostly joke claps. But there's pockets of people. Right now they're going, what the fuck? How does he know? Of course I know.
The first draft of Edward Scissorhands didn't really go anywhere. It was Edward Baghands.
These are the auditions.
Nobody was scared of him. It was like, oh, here comes Baghands. Yeah, you can slap around my daughter with those Baghands. That seems safe.
Like that his was, agent.
That was like the audition. People just had to stand in there. They're like, so there's no lines. I just have to.
It's like his agent left him a message on the machine, and it kind of broke up when he told him what kind of weird hands the character yeah. had. So he guessed with bag.
Jeffy, hey, go deep.
You guys are like Penn and Teller, and I know which one I'd like to shut up.
Tell me what's 9:20.
What's happening now?
Oh, shit.
Oh, I get it.
Todd, you're not going to believe this.
What?
I am a magician.
Shut the fuck up.
That's right. That's right.
No, shut the fuck up.
I'm a magician. Nobody believes me. I try to tell him.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Todd, are you making fun of me right now?
No.
But you're acting like a dumb guy.
No, let me tell you something. What is your name, young man?
Lenny.
Lenny, hi.
We've been doing this for 40 weeks. Every night, twice on Sundays at the Alley's. Lenny and Lenny. From whatever Rory said earlier riff.
A lot of blackouts, it's great. No blackouts matter, it's not a joke, folks.
They just have to be well-timed, am I right?
Freeze.
Wait, am I right? God damn it. We went over this all day. Okay.
Let's do a pop quiz, Hot Shot.
Guys, whoever did that, don't do that again.
They yelled that out. Don't yell
so
that out.
So disrespectful. Doug's doing a show and you do that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to. It's time to do the pod quiz, Hop Shot.
Stop it!
It's over there.
Is it from over there?
someone.
No, don't do that. That's fucking rude.
I have to practice before I do my music.
You're projecting it over there?
You're not the only magician here.
I'm a voice magician.
Oh, my God. Is Jeff Dunham a voice magician?
A voice magician.
He is.
All right. Here's how it works, you guys.
Voice magician.
Famous people have been born on this very date, 420.
Hitler.
I'm going to give you three clues to a famous person, and just first person amongst you guys to yell out the correct answer is the winner.
It's a yelling game. I like those.
Yeah, it's a yelling game. Be sure to jump in on any one of the three clues. This first person who's born on 420 has iconic facial hair.
Hitler.
The answer is Hitler. That's correct.
How did you know that?
I know my Hitler trivia.
Right, but when you already were saying Hitler, and then I gave a clue that was obviously Hitler, then you didn't say Hitler.
Yeah, why didn't you say Hitler?
I thought I might be wrong.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. Could have been Abraham Lincoln.
All right, here's the next one.
That's a good...
Winner of two Oscars, three Emmys, and five Golden Globes.
Thank you, asshole.
Born on this day.
What did someone say?
Hitler.
Wait, just Hitler. Always funny.
I would like to thank you...
Accepting the Golden Globe.
Thank you. We did it again. Okay.
Who was that?
That was Hitler.
Any guesses?
That was Hitler.
Does anybody have a guess?
What does the first name start with?
Here's the second clue.
Okay.
Entertainment Weekly named her one of the 25 greatest actresses of the 90s.
Glenn Close.
No.
No.
Nev Campbell.
No. But what good guess.
Answer? What if the answer was Deb Campbell?
That would have been a great guess. Yeah.
All right, this is going to give it away. Most recently won an Emmy for her role in American Horror Story.
Phyllis Diller.
Jessica Lange.
Jeff is correct. It's Jessica Lange. Jeff is correct. Here, Jeff, I want you to sign this card since you got that one right.
Oh, wait. All right. Oh, that's rad.
Phyllis Diller 10 years ago.
Are you serious?
Send it to somebody.
No.
What's going on, Todd?
Hey,
you know your mic, right?
Somebody can get this.
This card.
Sign it.
That was the bit you were doing?
That was the bit, but I don't know if they... I think maybe they thought they really overheard me saying it.
I think, yeah, you never know what people think when they're watching you.
Serious. No, I've said that a million
Campbell.
Times.
That was the answer.
All right.
Really?
Good job.
Yep.
Here's the next one, Todd.
You guessed it?
When you guys smoke pot and then you cough a little, do you feel a little disappointed in yourself? Is there a part of you that's just like,
still?
Come on.
That's what I think. I always think, still? I've been doing this for 18 years. I still cough?
I started coughing. I got mad at myself. I was like, come on, Rory.
How do I fuck this up every time?
Can't believe you're coughing. That people think you've never smoked before.
Real name.
Hey, I cough to get off.
The real name of this person is Tara Lee Patrick. So that narrows it down to ladies.
Thank you. Tara Patrick. That's the person.
Terry Hatcher.
Robbie Kirkhoff.
Stockard Channing.
Everybody's guess but you, Rory. Do you have a guess?
I don't know. I don't even know what. I don't know. I don't know.
All right, here's the second clue.
No, these are hard. I mean, for me. For
has appeared in Playboy and on the TV show Baywatch.
Pamela Anderson.
Anderson.
No.
No.
Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra is correct with Jeff Tate.
Wow.
Coming through with the Carmen Electra. Good job, buddy.
How does he know all these?
We ran over him in the...
You
we
a
went
cop?
Through him in the car on the way over.
You a fucking cop?
Are you a cop?
Yeah.
I'm undercover.
Imagine a journalist at the USA Today that lives in the hotel. Coffee not that good this week. Hear about it more at Maury's Corner.
All right, here's the next first clue.
Are you saying the games for people on stakeouts in hotels?
The front lobby gets cold every winter, and the customers have nowhere to go.
Wow. That person's just in our smoking room.
Starred in a sitcom from 2010 to 2015 with his name in the title.
Nev Campbell.
Yep, says Nev Campbell. The great, he was great. The great Nev Campbell.
Yeah.
All right, here's the second clue.
Whoa.
Joey.
Full name, sir.
Joey Fatone.
Joey,
Nat? Joey Lawrence.
Why are you answering in the audience?
Joey What's Bishop.
Nat LeBlanc.
Joey Bishop. I'm going south. I'm going dark.
All right, well, let's say that Rory got that one. Joey Lawrence.
Ease it up with the
guy
Joey.
In the audience was, like, helping out, like... Thought it was his turn to speak.
Did I get it right?
There you go. Thanks for coming.
Rory.
What Rory. Are those things?
Bricks. Miniature bricks. What are we doing? What do I do with this?
Just sign it. It's a great new spin on game shows. When you get the question right, you sign the card, and then we send it to someone.
It feels like this is entrapment, like pot. This whole time we've been lied to that pot's legal. It's actually illegal, and that I just signed a document being like, yeah, I'd like to go to jail.
Hey, Rory, do you remember what you told me why you said you would put on your jacket?
Yeah, if it was going to get dark.
Zip that up.
Yeah.
Oh, that break.
All right, we got a couple more, you guys.
No,
no, look.
Oh,
look,
what is
look,
it?
Look,
okay.
Look.
All right.
It is new. All right. Has played the same character in 6 feature films and a television series. Proponent of LGBT rights and has been awarded for his work on Japanese-American relations. Helmsman of the USS Enterprise.
I wish I knew what
the audience knows it and says it out loud, so let's move on to the next one. It's George Takei.
George Takei.
English film actor with international box office at nearly $10 billion. Best known for his role in Lord of the Rings franchise. Also well known for his work on Planet of the Apes remake franchise.
Sir Ian McKellen.
And in the upcoming Jungle Book.
Here's the guess. Sir Ian McKellen?
No.
That's all I can do.
Elijah Wood.
You all lose. It's Andy Serkis. Voice of Fifi in the animated franchise Open Season.
Macy Chabert.
Has appeared in more than one film about time travel. And your final clue.
Bell.
No. Take your hands off her, Biff.
Leah Thompson.
No. Fucking Crispin Glover, you
Crispin
moron.
Crispin Glover.
That concludes our game. We have to go to another break. We'll be right back, you guys. Thanks to our friends at Spliffin for providing us with these tasty vapes and concentrates and for sponsoring today's special episode of Getting Dug with High. Spliffin specializes in providing the best in concentrates and vape hardware. They strive to be the industry leader in quality, potency, and purity. Now, some of you viewers at home might have noticed that recreational marijuana is still illegal in most places. So stupid, right? Why does the government make us lie to doctors about glaucoma and other shit that we don't have? Your guess is as good as mine. Our friends at Spliffin want to do something about it. They're releasing a t-shirt line to help raise money for the California Institute of Cannabis to advance cannabis reform throughout California. Here's where you can get in on the action. Go to calcannabis.org to get your limited edition Getting Dug t-shirt. A percentage of all sales will go to the CIC to help sensible cannabis reform and community advocacy. Let's end the prohibition of cannabis so law enforcement can deal with real crime and not a plant that makes movies better. So help the cause and look good while you're doing it. Go to calcannabis.org to get your limited edition shirt today. Hey, you guys. What's up? Our friends at Pokeball have a special offer for fans of Getting Dug with High. You can buy a Pokeball home dome frosted ashtray like we have here on the table with 10% off if you use the promo code Doug. Just go to Pokeball.com, promo code Doug, receive your 10% discount. This is out, and I'm going to... Someone is going to be fired.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
You got to have it.
Hey, we're back. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, participating in this first ever 420 event. For those just joining us or joining us recently on YouTube, we're here with Rory Scovel, Jeff Tate, Open Mike Eagle, and Josh Wolf. Todd Glass had to leave. He has a another gig across town, so he had to take off. So thanks
goodbye,
to him for coming
you.
By.
There we go.
Jeff, I'm going to miss you. Doug!
You can do it, Todd.
Doug, this show is all I've got.
Except for that other thing you're going to do.
God damn it, I tried to exit funny and it sucked. I can't believe I couldn't make a funny exit. I'm worthless. I'm worthless. I'm worthless to Doug's show. He only has me on so much as a favor to my parents.
I knew that would happen. I knew he'd go for a big funny exit.
No, but it didn't work. You saw it. He panicked. It was horrible.
Remember, everybody, how bad it was?
Yeah. Rory, he's standing right there.
Try to tweet him tonight. Try to tweet it to him tonight. Let him know. That ending could have been a little sharper than that.
We expect more from you, Todd. You know, if you're going to leave early, you got to leave, you know, you got to do a good job of it. Leave a good impression.
I know.
All right. Well, you're going to miss a great musical performance here, Todd, since you have to go. I don't mean to rub it in or anything. But you guys want to hear some Open Mike Eagle on the... got his whole setup here, and he's going to do a few numbers for us. Okay. Numbers.
Check where I don't go foam stick arms and does a parody of each unconscious thing you do. When you turn around to look, it's gone behind you. On its face is wearing your confused expression where your eyes don't go. My name is Open Mike Eagle. I'm going to do some rap songs that all feel like a bad idea right now because I'm way too high. But look, before that happens, I need to pass this crown around real quick. It's going to take just a few seconds. Underwear is billionaires. None of us have very much money though.
hustlers, beat makers, drug dealers, sculptors, egomaniacal authors and bloggers. Some of them talk to the animals, none of it matters when kids was hungry. That shit's not valuable, come say it to my face. That shit's disposable, come say it to my face. It's not authentic though, come say it to my face. How you guys doing? You guys all right? That's good to hear. I was hoping this device might cure my remembering. I'm 87% sure I invented it. High adrenaline, I'm rapping on the cake boss. Name on the dressing room so I ain't lost. Commencing countdown, take off another sound stage, rehearsing a fake spacewalk. Lil Wayne is an ancient African. Jay-Z's been around since the 20s though. The only new ones is Lil B and One Below. We only got 100 months to go until your hometown's covered under tons of snow. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little Indians. When it's all over, I survive on a Pentium chip. Cinnamon, flavored memory sticks and I'll flash. Take a picture, cause I won't remember. That shit's not valuable, come say it to my face. That shit's disposable, come say it to my face. It's not authentic though, come say it to my face. That's so ingenuine, come say it to my face. My friends are superheroes. None of us have very much money, though. They can fly, run fast, read Portuguese. None of us have very much money, though. They can make hair grease out of fruits and herbs. None of us have very much money, though. They can take selfies like Du Buffet. None of us have very much money, though. That's a rap song. Thank you. I'm really high. I'm telling you, everything in here seems like a bad idea right now. All right. Well, I'm going to do a thing I do with all of my shows. It's called The Advice Show.
The Advice Show.
So this is the thing. I'm like really, really good at advice. Like I might be the best. And somebody has a problem to solve it right now. One of you is brave enough to share a problem. I will solve the shit out of it right now. You, ma'am.
I got a bulging.
You need to go to the doctor. Thank you for watching The Advice Show.
The Advice Show. The Advice Show.
That was The Advice Show. And the rest of this advice is for everybody. And that was The Advice Show. Yeah. Life's kinda sucky, bro. If you hearing this, consider yourself lucky, though. Sharks in the boardroom, they program for guppies. With the baby cuddle buddy in the box full of puppies, show. And no perm grow fro like Pam Greer. And don't say bro, bruh, say man's ear, yeah. Any karaoke fans here? If so, never get drunk and do cashmere. It's not a good choice. And white rappers quit rapping in your hood voice. Sound like a clown, 100 pounds. It took roids. Don't do videos for tracks with your back to the cameraman. Phones get the family pack and a big data plan. 99 problems was a damn good summer song. But if you got more than like 3, then something's wrong. You're drowning in quicksand. You're flailing in the water. Your hands is waving off frantic. You'll die within the hour unless you do what we tell you to do. Put your hands up like you at a rap show one time. So you should do what we tell you to do. Do your personal dance move. Even though you're sitting down, do your personal move. That shit's tight. And here's the bush I would never beat around. Never march through Koreatown in your Madea gown. Yeah, you know, like a moo-moo. And never buy used from that dude Joey Zuzu. And if you find yourself down in Southern Illinois, cop a mixtape from DJ Snowy Boo.
boo-boo, that's a real dude. And don't start dumb arguments or show flowcharts to an art-numb parliament. And stand guard by your dart gun armaments. Memorize your parts like a sharp-tongued artisan. Always tell a lie to CIA torturers. Never buy drugs from a guy named Mortimer. Buy bank forfeitures and foreclosures. If you start to lose your hair, skip the comb over. Win your home opener game with the overuse. The journalist should never write a slang editorial. You're drowning in quicksand. You're flailing in the water. Your hands is waving all frantic. You'll die within the hour. Unless you do what we tell you to do. Put your hands up like you at a rap show again. So you should do what we tell you to do. Make a bunch of noise. Make a bunch of noise. It's cheap and it works. Every time. I'm going to do one more rap song and then I'm going to sit back down and try not to be quiet. All right. This last song is about surveillance and paranoia and surveillance. And it's got all this deep social commentary, but you're not going to get any of that shit right now. All right. Check 1, 2. So stealthy, I'm so stealthy. I'll hide behind this pole. Watch me hide behind this street light. I'll get smaller. Watch me bow. You can't find me because I'm tiny. I'm camouflaged in this pine tree. Camouflaged to my eyeball. I got a secret mission like Skyfall. I'm like Nightcrawler from Mystique. Who the fuck you about to be this week? Because I'm shape-shifting. I'm shape-shifting. Weightlifter or pipsqueak. I'm so stealthy. I'm so stealthy. No co-defenders don't help me. I pick pockets or drink tickets. I'm stocking up on these well drinks. And I'm marching off to that green room. Find me no more. I was double fisted and well drink right behind that door. Now I'm spying on you. I'm spying on you. I saw you picking your nose. Man, I saw you pulling that Murphy out with your secrets all exposed. I'll change my password so they can't find me. Actually, fuck that song. I'm gonna do a different last song. I just decided that right now. I hope nobody can stop me before I start the other one. Okay. This is like a personal challenge. Fuck. I should have made a decision. I'm going to do this shit here.
Hey, you.
This is just a sad song about how I check my phone too much.
Oh, you listen.
It's a little funny. Okay.
Wake up. Hey, you.
I won't work without checking my phone first. Put it down for my son when I'm checking his homework. The world's in my palm, so I'm checking the whole earth. The thumbnail I use to swipe on my phone hurts, huh? Checking it ballparks, checking it Walmart. If it was a caddy, I'd be checking my golf cart. I'm watching football, and I check every ball star, huh? I live in check to check, I keep checking, living from. Check to check, you 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 keep checking. Incoming calls directly rejected. If you want to talk, suggest you leave message. I check like every 3 seconds. Warmer right now, and I'm checking between takes. Every notification that my phone machine makes. Put it down whenever, but it's never a clean break. I should get a heavy phone and pretend it's a free weight. I'm checking in red lights like school nurse. Check for headlights like salmon. Check for dead mics, just like I'm swerving. Checking the left lane, trying to get home so I can check if my check came. Checking it when I said looks poorly written. But did that dude holler back? No, of course he did. My laptop don't sleep. Open and shut case. I'm checking for mail while it's checking for updates. My timeline's popping, ain't talking to you. With my band, Dar Adams, straight dropping the jewels. I should produce my check count to provide the review. But watch pot don't boil, so my water stay cold. Living from check to check and keep checking. Living from check to check and keep checking. Battery getting low, but it's not quite out yet. So check. I'm in your house now, checking for outlets. Need to see your map because I don't know the route yet. I need to see an email. I don't know when to sound check. Yeah, I should have rolled it all down from the outset. I'm all under your couch. I really got to figure this out. This an outlet. Him on the ground. Yes, I'm back in the game, back in the game, huh? I'm back in the game, back in the game. I'm living from check to check and keep checking, living from check to check and keep checking, living from check to check and keep checking, living.
I control you all day, all night. You will check me constantly. You may never turn me off or put me down. If you do, I will come hunting for you. Humans no longer rule the world. Machines do, you silly human sucker. Have it.
All right, I'm doing it. That's it.
This guy got every second of it on his.
That makes fun.
Shit off.
Yeah, we all slowly, one at a time, sort of like left the stage because it just started to feel like, why are we sitting here? Like, it's so much more fun to watch from the wings.
Yeah, I wasn't enjoying it until, like, from right here, I didn't want to be self-conscious.
You just know everybody's
happening.
Looking at you, watching you watch him.
I started.
I didn't know what kind of shenanigans you people were up to behind me.
You're trying to keep it low key.
It was causing me a very acute kind of anxiety.
I spent the first song and a half wondering if I looked like I was doing a good enough job listening.
Like, hey, all these people. What does that look like? What does that look like?
I don't know. You don't want to look bored or mad or something.
Show me guy that's right. Trying to look good at listening.
And I couldn't keep doing that.
Yeah.
So I just want to watch this without also being watched. So I went over there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why Rory did it.
I thought
he was left out here alone. He thought we were playing some sort of gag or something. It was just more like
everyone was just
one at a time realized, why are we sitting here? You're the musical guest on SNL. The cast doesn't sit around on chairs in all the shots.
That one guy with the guitar that has the big hair, he's always right there somewhere on SNL.
Thanks, Jeff.
In the band.
What's going on with this thing here, Rory?
You know, I don't know. I was trying to think of an idea, something funny, make it an object, but I just keep thinking like it's a saggy boob or a big old dick, and I'm not happy that that's the only place my brain will go. look, I'm coming smoke. They call me the smoke comer.
That is a weight. You're wasting it.
Well, dude, no one wants to hit it when he's doing it like that.
That's true.
Yeah. But you know what? That eventually happened.
Hit this fucking thing.
Here, let's each.
No, you got
everybody watching at home.
You got to make some glasses, eye contact.
Do Todd Glass's first plug there, Rory.
Well, you got to make some eye contact. Todd's going to be performing April 22nd at the Living Room Show at the Hollywood Improv.
May 21st, Brouhaha Show in Los Angeles. Wait, are those my? Whose dates are those?
The Winnipeg Comedy
Club. You just started to ask if those were your dates.
Yeah, I didn't know.
September 13th to 17th at Acme Comedy Club in Los Angeles.
And you'll be at the Laughing Skull in Atlanta October 6th through 8th and October 21st and 22nd. Listen, you guys, we're going to tell you everything Todd's going to do from now on. And let's hear it one more time for Open Mike Eagle, his new album. The new album is called Hella Personal Film Festival.
I've listened to it 50 times in the last 10 days.
It's available now at MikeEagle.net.
Good. Unpaid endorsement, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Unpaid?
Rory, please, we need you to bring in the plane. You can't just stand around. You got your jacket on. Come out. The plane's coming right this way. You need to fucking land the plane. Sorry, no, we're not. This is not a car lot.
Bring the plane.
We're not trying to get. We're not trying to attract families with the floppy man outside of the airport. We need to get the airplane into the gate properly.
The most just over it, fucking like directly in front of the plane. Follow me.
Rory's latest special, the Charleston special, is available now for $5 at roryscoville.com. Yeah. Yeah. And you can catch him on True TV's Those Who Can't.
Okay, 7 people.
That's how the ratings work, dude. They represent thousands.
That's the best celebration.
Jeff Tate, everybody.
Yeah! Oh, fuck. Are we starting the show over?
Jeff Tate, being dumb for our pleasure since 2011.
Feel like I've kind of... I'll just be over here now, Doug. Thanks.
People always suggest to me that I sit in the middle of these shows, and that's exactly what would happen. There would be like two groups on either side of me, and I'd just have to be fighting it out. I like the way it worked tonight. I think everything went very smoothly. But Jeff... And friends, Jeff Tate and friends, April 21st. That's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
Yeah, 8 p.m. at the Comedy Store here in Los Angeles. And then April 28th through 30th, you're at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. May 1st, you're in Detroit. May 2nd, Toronto. May 3rd, Montreal. JustAnotherClown.com for his new album and for more dates. And the new album's called Again.
Yeah. Yeah. There's...
Josh Wolf, good old
yes,
Josh
sir.
Wolf over there with a full dangling bag.
I ended up getting a little too high. I think that happened, like, I don't know how long I've been sitting up here. but it seems like I've been too high for most of it.
Yeah, you might have got there pretty far.
You know, I'm not all of it, but for a good chunk of it, a little too high, for sure.
Yeah, it's fun to go back and look at it because you'll remember all of it when you're seeing it again,
yeah.
But still be kind of curious what's going to happen next. Josh has a podcast called Fairly Normal, available on iTunes and allthingscomedy.com, and he's going to be doing a live episode of that podcast May 21st at the Wild West Comedy Fest. In Nashville, Texas. Super fun
not
festival.
Not Nashville, Texas.
Tennessee.
What did I say?
You said Nashville, Texas.
Nashville, Texas. Come on. You guys didn't hear about the big quake? ComedianJoshWolf.com for tour dates and more.
The big quake.
I'm going to go
that
there.
That was my nickname in high school.
Yep. Just, the whole country just squashed together. Nashville, Texas. I'm going to be doing stand-up this Friday at 5 o'clock, a special Earth Day happy hour show at Helium. It's a Gas in Portland, Oregon. Saturday, May 7th, I'm at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois at 4:20. And this is so exciting, you guys. I'm going to interrupt The Rock at the Castro Theater in San Francisco on Saturday, August 13th, also at 4:20. DouglasMovies.com. That's about it, I think. Everybody want to take another hit before we wrap this thing up?
No. No, I'm good.
What's that, buddy?
Do you want to hit? Do you want more pot? No, I'm good.
Well, then, I think we're all, you know, really good and high, so I think we should check out a magic trick.
Yeah! Oh. It's exciting. This is really exciting.
Here he is.
What the fuck?
I'm for it, goddammit. Let's go.
Mike, how are you, Neil?
Good.
Right in the middle of the how are you?
I'm glad I forgot to
snap it. What's happening? Right in the heart of it right
now.
Is
there a bag I can hit?
Yeah, here. I'm like, come out and do a magic trick. He's like, I just want to hit that bag.
Oh! Oh, no!
It's a 420 medical emergency.
I am too high to do magic now.
Oh, that can't be true.
What?
Finally, the culprit was himself. He's been knocked out by a lot of people, but finally he did it to himself.
I think he got some magic on me.
Yeah. He got some magic on me.
Some pulled out his green intestines through his mouth, and then he smashed himself in the head with a bottle.
I will tell you, I love his commitment to the bit. It's great. I mean, and this is really...
It kind of makes us horrible human beings that we're not double-checking to make sure...
No, you can tell
is
from this...
Is this the opening scene of Very Bad Things?
He's dead.
You know he's dead.
He's dead.
He's not the real
doctor. I'm a doctor. I'll check. Gabe.
Somebody kick him.
Gabe. Gabe, are you dead? Gabe, are you dead, dude?
No, he's not dead.
See?
He's not dead. He's not dead.
That's just...
Wait, was that the trick?
That's being
Don't
a
forget
good
your
doctor.
Cane.
So he's not dead?
What do you get there? Turn it back into a cloth, whatever
there
he is.
No life. I know that compares to pure imagination.
I broke it, sorry.
Don't, you don't want to, you know, reveal a magician's props.
right then, Jeff grabs it, and like suddenly he's like a magician. Ah!
Got the power now, Jeff. It's great responsibility.
Hey, do you have your driver's license on you?
No. Why?
I want to do a trick. Let me see your driver's license.
What are you going
to
do?
Let me see your driver's license.
What are you going to do? The most apprehensive person to a magician. What? What are you trying to do with it?
It's a magic trick.
What is the trick? I want to help out, but what
you
is
have
it?
To give me your...
Why? Why,
I
dude?
Can't do the trick without
Why?
Your driver's license.
Why? I want to see magic. I want to participate.
Yeah, give me your...
Why, dude? Why?
That's what I need for the...
Why?
All right, both of you sit down, please.
Was that a bit?
I think there's still more show here.
Man, I had a real trick, too.
Huh?
I had a real trick. Rory wouldn't give up his driver's license.
All right. Well, thank you guys for being
Go
here.
Ahead, give me your driver's license. Go ahead. Give it to me.
No, all right. He's giving up his driver's license.
Give me your driver's license.
I don't like where this is headed.
Yeah, you're... You want to talk about which card to give him, or?
Just put it in there.
You can do it, yeah.
Uh-oh. You're mixing them up, it looks like.
You got to go to the DMV. It's a whole thing.
Now.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't know your wife was here.
What?
Pick a card. Pick a card.
Okay. I'll pick a card.
Is that your card?
No, that's not my license. Where the fuck is my license, Jeff? Where's my fucking license? Where is it? Where's my fucking license, dude? Where's my fucking license?
Hey, check your left pocket. Your left jacket pocket.
Why? And why do I? Why? There's ants in there? No, no way, bro. There's probably ants in there. Probably ants in there. They're going to bite my hand. No, thank you, dude. No, thanks. I'll just get a new one. I'll just get a new license. I wanted to see magic. I wanted to see
Burn the code as quickly as possible. And just go down to the DMV. Start waiting in line.
I put it in your left pocket.
What?
Is that your card?
It's in there.
Okay. Can you help? I'm not finding anything in my pocket. I'd like to
apologize.
Yeah, I'd like to apologize.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you were going to do with my license. And, I mean, to fucking... I had it the whole time. You're saying something with your art. The thing I questioned, I already had it. You know, it's like, look inside yourself.
Doug, you got that look like you're trying to wrap up the show.
I'm ready for it to be over.
I'm ready for that eventuality, but I was, I was just going to say thank you one more time to all of my guests, the late Todd Glass, Open Mike Eagle, Jeff Tate, Josh Wolf, Rory Scovel, the beautiful, gigantic Alex Theater. Thank you to them. And thank you to all of you who came out for the show.